your little snitch. So welcome to the botnet, bitch.
Got my bot sitting all up in IRC, idling away. Honey, what's on TV? Don't even need to pay attention. The net will do it all. It'll even steal your contacts so I can give your sister a call, okay?
Yo, this one goes out to my homie RBCP. My botnet might be the best, but he is the original phone loser.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hi everyone, I'm RBCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show, the show where I desperately try to piss off people and usually fail, but occasionally I don't and it's kind of funny. Today's show is sponsored by Default Cecil. Thanks Default Cecil for being a supporter of the show. Default Cecil will be fully to blame for this abomination of a show. By the way, that intro song, that's by The Inn. You all know The Inn from the botnet. I posted a thing on Facebook today because I always see The Inn on his phone because I have this little light on my desk that shows when he's using his home phone. If that makes any sense, it probably doesn't. But he's on the phone for hours and hours every day. And I don't know who he's talking to, but I posted a picture of it. And then Laugh Track Matt replied with that song that I'd completely forgotten about, his follow-up to the Welcome to the Botnet song. So thank you, The Inn, for making that song. And thanks, Laugh Track Matt, for reminding me that it exists. A few shows ago, I asked, wouldn't it be nice if I had a really big list of people's information, which included their home addresses and their work phone numbers, so I could call them at work and pretend to tear off their roofs or whatever? And guess what? Somebody came through, Jasper Flax. He wrote me an email. He says, okay, this list is long but undated. Many have home addresses and phones along with work phones. I googled a few of the home addresses and they still appear to have current ownership. And the list, it's some sort of religious thing. Spiritual directors or something. I don't know what that is, but we're not going to go religious on these. We're just going to try the work thing. It looks like this PDF file he sent me is 25 pages long, and there's, I don't know, 7 or 10 or something per page. And they all have home addresses, but a lot of them don't have work numbers. So I'm not sure how many we have here. I'm just going to kind of go down the list and see what happens.
It's on.
Oh, hi, is Sherry available?
She's not. Who's this?
This is Roy from Royco Roofing. I was just calling to let her know about a problem with her roof.
What problem was what roof?
With the roof on her home. We're tearing the roof off today, and we ran into kind of an issue.
Better not be tearing the roof off my house.
Well, no, it's Sherry.
Sherry is my wife.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, will she be back soon? I just need to talk to her about this roof problem.
I don't think you've got the right people, the right person.
Oh, well, she lives on...
What's the address?
3834...
Yeah, but nobody's supposed to be tearing any roof off.
Oh, no, we already tore it off. We're replacing the roof today, but we ran into a problem with some of the wood rotting through, and we're not...
You know what? Who told you to replace my roof?
Sherry did.
Are you there at the house? Are you there at the house now?
Yeah, we've got a whole crew here right now. We're tearing the shingles off, and we ran into a problem because a big portion of the roof has rotting plywood underneath. So we're gonna have to replace the plywood. And I just needed to get your permission for that.
And you're at 3834, right?
Yes.
I'll be right there.
Well, no, I need to talk to Sherry. You're not.
No, you don't need to talk to her. You need to talk to me. That's my house.
I know, but her name's on the work order, so it's you know, you have nothing to do with this, sir.
Oh, you're out of your freaking mind if you don't think I have anything to do with it.
Okay, well, you don't need to curse with me, okay, sir? Uh-oh, he's rushing over, and he uses the F word on me. I can't believe that. This guy's supposed to be a Christian or something.
Hi, this is Don. Thanks a lot for calling. If you need something right away, please call my office.
He is not picking up now. I've tried him 3 times now at his work number, and I think he just rushed out of the office to go look at his house. Maybe in a few minutes, I will try and call that guy at home or something. And see if he picks up his home phone. So we're already on page 5 of this list, because most of them don't have work phones listed, and the ones that do, a lot of them that do, they're using their home phone numbers as their work phone numbers. So it's kind of confusing. But here's one that's different. This is Cammy.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs.
Yes?
Hi, this is Dave from Royco Roofing. I'm calling because we're having a problem with your roof on your house.
What?
We're having a problem with your roof on your house. It seems like part of the wood underneath the shingles has been rotted out, so we're going to have to replace some of the wood, too.
Excuse me? We have not authorized any work on our house.
No, we got the work order from you. Your name's DeCanny? Well, is this DeCanny?
No.
Oh, who's this?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay, because...
Diane.
Oh, well, they have on the work order DeCanny. That's weird. Anyway, yeah, we're on Springs Drive. We just took the roof off, and we're going to put a dormer on the front.
No, we have not authorized any work whatsoever.
Oh,
my
no.
My husband has not said a word to me about it.
Well, maybe...
And I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe it was a surprise or something, because we're putting dormers on the front for 3 separate bedrooms. Like 3 dormers. And we've
what address are you talking about on Springs?
We're at 12.
You better call my husband right now.
Oh, I don't know his number, and you don't need to yell at me or anything. I'm just saying that we're adding... You know, we're adding a second story.
I'm going to give you his number right now, and you call him.
Okay.
And I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, I already told you what I'm talking about. Like, we're putting dormers on your roof, and we ran into a problem with some plywood that was rotted. And one of our workmen fell...
Who is this?
My name is Dave. I'm with Royco Roofing.
And who authorized that you do this work?
Well, on the work order, it says DeCanny.
Who authorized it?
DeCanny. I think it's a typo, though, because you said your name's Diane.
I think you're smoking dope. Call my husband. 28212.
4212. And what's his name?
Charles.
Okay, I can call him.
This is very suspicious that you're...
Well, you're the one that put in the work order, ma'am, and I don't appreciate you saying I smoke dope.
No, sir.
Because I've never smoked.
I have not called for anything to be done by any
okay.
person.
Well, I have.
It's suspicious that you didn't even know my name. You don't know my husband's name.
Well, the husband's not on the work order. It's just you. It's DeCanny.
You know, you better not be doing anything to my house. Because I'm going to call the cops.
For what? We have the work order, and we're supposed to do this. And I'm going to tell the cops.
I'm right now.
Listen, goddammit.
You are not authorized to do any work.
Listen.
I'm picking up on you.
Goddammit, listen to me.
This is probably a scam.
It's not a scam. Why would you give your husband's number to a scammer? Okay, she's gone. I need to hurry up and call the husband before she does. And I can't believe she accused me of smoking dope. Very offended by that. And the name on here does say DeCanny. It's like there's an extra C in her name, that's all.
It says, hi, this is Charles. You reached my voicemail.
Darn it. Okay, let's try a couple more times.
Hi, this is Charles. You reached my voicemail.
All right, well, I've tried him about 4 times now, and he's not picking up. So let me call DeCanny back.
Hello?
Your stupid husband didn't even answer the phone, DeCanny.
So this is a scam.
It's not
I'm
a scam.
Hanging up again. Goodbye.
Okay, fine. She wins that one. But still, you know, don't give your phone number to someone that you know is a scammer. What a big dummy. Maybe I should just tell people that I bulldozed their house. Why not, right? Oops. Got the wrong address here.
Hello?
Hi, Patricia?
Yes.
Hi, this is Mike from Royco's Roofing. And we're working on your roof today. And we're just having kind of a problem with it.
I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, it's not Patricia?
You're not working on my roof.
Oh, well, don't you live on County Road 138?
Tell me who you are again.
My name is Mike. I'm with Royco Roofing. We had a work order to start on your roof today.
No, you didn't.
Oh, well, I mean, it has your name on it, and we've already started. We've taken the roof off. I just needed to talk to you about
it. Are you kidding? I'm sitting in my house. You're not at my house.
Well, no, just come outside and look up. We're on your roof. You didn't hear us? We've been up here for 3 hours now. Hello? Patricia?
There is no one here.
Did you go outside and look? Did you go check? We're right on the roof. Look, I'm stomping on the roof right now. Don't you hear me?
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Did you go outside and check?
Yes.
I can't believe you went outside and checked. How could you believe that? All right, she didn't like that. Damn lady put her cell phone as her work number. We are almost done with this list, by the way. I'm on page 20 now. Hello, Annette?
Thank you for holding. This is Rebecca. How can I help you?
Hi, is Annette available?
No, she's actually gone for the day.
Ah, balls. Okay, well, I'll just try her home, I guess.
Okay, then.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, that's actually the end of the list. I've called everyone I could on the list. Most of the work numbers didn't answer, or they didn't work there anymore, or they just didn't have work phone numbers listed. Most of them didn't have work phone numbers listed. But we do need to call Don back. Remember Don? He's the first one I talked to that was rushing home. I tried to call him at his home, and he didn't pick up. So let's try his work number and see if he's back yet from rushing home in a panic.
It's Don.
Hey, Don. This is Roy from Royco Roofing. I just wanted to let you know that call earlier, that was a mistake, actually. It wasn't your house. It was someone else's.
How did you get my address, though?
I guess that was a mistake on the order form, too. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It was someone else's house. They were having a problem with their plywood.
Okay, and what's the name of your company?
Royco.
How do you spell it?
R-A-Y-J-S. Yeah, but yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, yep, just a mistake. Just an innocent mistake.
Well, it's just a very, very strange call.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a mistake. It's just a mistake, that's all.
But I've already called the FBI and I've already called the police department because I didn't like the call at all.
We're not perfect. Did you really call the FBI over a phone call? I mean,
I most certainly did.
That was really stupid of you. Why'd you do that?
Why are you calling me stupid?
Well, I mean, come on, the FBI, really?
My son's in the FBI, so how about
that? So you called your son, you didn't call the FBI.
Well, he's an FBI special agent.
Okay, so yeah, but you didn't call the FBI, you just called your son. I'm like, I have a problem with something that doesn't matter, really, it's just a simple mistake. Mm-hmm. Do you think you can divert all of your resources there at the FBI to a weird phone call? This is Roy.
What is your name, sir?
It's Roy. I run the company.
Roy what?
No.
Do you have a last name?
Yeah, but why would I give it to you? You'll just send it to the FBI.
Well, why are you calling me? How did you get my number?
I'm calling to apologize. It was just a stupid mistake. We didn't mean to call you.
More than that, I am having the police check into it. But okay. Anyway, thanks for calling
and
me back.
The FBI, too. Did you really call the police?
Or absolutely.
Did you just call your nephew?
Well.
Is your nephew a policeman?
No, it's the chief police.
Over in Alabama or something? Sure. Oh, I'll call my nephew.
Chief police is
Okay. All right.
All right, so we'll
check your nephew's the chief of police? That's pretty cool. Your family's just full of law enforcement.
You have way too much time on your hands.
No, I don't. I'm busy fixing this person's roof.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Oh, my God, the FBI. And his poor son, his son is probably like, oh, it's my dad again. Something trivial happened to him. So I have to drop everything and investigate it. Let me file this one under shit that my dad calls me about. His son basically has to deal with the same type of stuff that Andy Anderson has to deal with that annoying neighbor that bothers him with every little thing. Anyway, thank you once again, Jasper Flax, for this list. That last call made it all worth it for me.
Hey, Brad, this is Zach.
Hey, Zach.
I was just listening to this episode, and I called the TLI number. I did the Choose Your Own Adventure, and it did not work properly. Eventually, I got a lady saying that my number cannot be connected, and she hung up on me.
What?
So, screw her. But, you know, Choose Your Own Adventure is not working.
That's not true. I bet it works just fine. I'm going to call it right now.
You've reached the PLA's telephone network interface. To hack some answering machines, press 1. To join a conference line that...
Sorry,
what you're about to hear
forgot what it
is
was.
A choose-your-own-adventure
It works!
Story,
there it is!
That you can play on your touchtone telephone. This story is called Interdimensional Traveler, and it's by a person...
See, it works. You're full of crap, Zach. Maybe he's referring to something inside the story. I know it's not complete. There's issues with it, but overall it works. I've messed around with it before, and it seems to work. I'm sorry for saying you're full of crap. You're not full of crap. I'm sure something's broken on it.
Hey, Brad, it's Darnell. When you call your voicemail, it still rings like 4 or 5 times. I thought you mentioned that in a previous episode and that you were planning on fixing that, but yeah, it's still doing it.
I think...
See you, man. Great show. Love it. Bye.
Thanks. I think Google Voice just does that for some reason. I think the 4 or 5 times it's ringing, it's actually ringing all of the other phones that are connected to it so that they might pick up. But I don't have any phones connected to it, or actually, I do have a phone connected to it now. I've got the voicemail line ringing my office phone now, right here on my desk, so every time someone calls it, I see the little light blink. And today I picked up when someone called the voicemail and I threatened them with legal action for making prank calls to me, and whoever it was didn't really say much in return. I think they were scared. But yeah, I don't think there's really anything I can do about the 4 or 5 rings. I think that's just the way Google Voice works. Because I noticed I have several other Google Voice numbers, and it does the same thing on those, too. But at least now, maybe I'll see it ringing, and I'll just pick up after 2 rings and yell at you or something. By the way, speaking of the T&I machine, which you can reach by dialing 206-424-8422, I added another answering machine to it last night, right after I hooked up the PLA voicemail to my phone. But I haven't updated the menu yet, but the answering machine that you get when you push number 1, that is a brand new machine. I got it from Goodwill a few months ago, and it still has the lady's original message on it, and she's got a bunch of messages in there that you can listen to. So it's a virgin machine. Everyone should rush to go try and hack that right now. And I'm going to get the rest of the machines all fixed and updated and the menus updated, hopefully, tonight. And I think when I'm done, I'm going to have 8 or 9 answering machines hooked up to it. Before, I think it was just 5 or 6. And also, I have fixed some of the other machines. They were all broke. I mean, they wouldn't pick up because they were full. Because you people, you won't delete the messages when you call into them. If you hack my machines, you should at least delete all the messages for me so I don't have to do it.
Roy! It's me from Australia, and I just want to say I love your podcast. I've been listening for a while now.
Thanks.
And thanks for all the love.
You're
welcome.
Look
forward to the next show. Cactus, cactus.
Hopefully you don't think this one sucks.
Hey, Roy. It's Wisconsin guy. I'm just wondering, will you add me on Snapchat? Because I've been Snapchatting you and you have either blocked me or haven't added me. So hurry up and add me. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, I'll do that right away, even though I don't know your Snapchat name. I don't have to add you on Snapchat. You just add me on Snapchat. Isn't that how it works? I don't see any new Snapchat messages here from anyone named Wisconsin Guy, but it does look like I haven't checked my Snapchat in a really long time. If you want to add me on Snapchat, and I'll never see the messages you send me, my Snapchat name is Phone Losers. Or is it Phone Loser? I don't know. You'll figure it out, hopefully.
Hey, Roy. It's Ethan, and I'm calling to probably make you happy, because I just realized that previously, before Prank Call Nation took a shit, you always said that it's in your contract, you have to do X amount of shows a week. Well, now that Prank Call Nation's gone, you can fucking just do, like, hell, 1 a month.
That's a great idea.
1 every 6 months? Fuck it.
I'm going to do that.
Thanks, bye.
That's the best idea ever. I'm just going to do 1 show a month from now on. Thanks to Ethan.
Brad, the U.S. election is coming up, and I think it's time for you to put a poll up on your website as well to say whether or not you're going to ever play any more Corbin Guy voicemails. Please consider.
What a great idea. I'll do that right now.
Brad, you effeminate spirit, I cast you out in the name of Shania. Don't talk to my fucking wife anymore. No, I'm just kidding. Love the shows, man.
Thanks. Yeah, somebody explained to me what that guy was talking about. Apparently it's a real thing, but I forget where this even was. Maybe they emailed it to me, or maybe it was just in the comments of one of the shows, but they mentioned that he got a lot of it wrong or something. I don't know what that guy was talking about. I should really call that guy back. Let's stop playing voicemails for now, and instead we'll play some really old news stories.
This large 6-bedroom home in Union County, New Jersey is being watched
at least according to this lawsuit, filed by its new owners who paid $1.3 million for their dream home in the picturesque town of Westfield. They claim the previous owners were aware of a man who calls himself the Watcher, but they never said anything.
I would be pretty upset if I bought a house and found out that the previous owners knew about it.
Since moving in, the owners say they've received numerous letters from the mysterious person. The Watcher claims the home has been the subject of my family for decades, and I have been put in charge of watching and waiting for its second coming. The new owners have several children, and other letters ask, have they found what's in the walls yet? And I am pleased to know your names now and the name of the young blood you have brought to me. The bone-chilling letters were enough to send the new family packing. The incident, so unnerving, the Westfield mayor addressed the issue at a town council meeting Tuesday night.
Our police department conducted an exhaustive investigation based on the factual circumstances and evidence available.
No charges have been filed, and whether or not the owners have any legal case remains to be seen. James Ford, Pix 11 News.
This is a news story that I just now found on Needorama, a blog that I follow. I was just kind of reading through blogs before I got started on show stuff. I figured I was just going to do some requests. But now I kind of want to call the neighbors of this house. Because in that news story, they not only did they show a map on the page, on the news page of the neighborhood, but they also showed the front of the house with the house number clearly visible. It's a very weird looking house, by the way. Like, I don't know, it's just weird. Like, the windows are all different. Like, every single window on the front of the house, they're just randomly placed throughout the house. It looks like a horror movie house. It's in a very nice neighborhood, and I don't know what kind of families live there. I'm hoping families that might be home during the day. And I know you guys probably want me to call these people, you know, the people that are actually receiving the threats. But no, I don't want to get myself involved in their investigation, where suddenly there's going to be an update to the news story. Well, we found the Watcher. He's some weird guy in Oregon that's been doing this the whole time. No, instead, I'm going to catch the Watcher today. I am positive of this. I'm just going to call neighbors in the surrounding houses, and I'm going to accuse them of being the Watchers until one of them cracks and says, oh my God, you got me. Or even if they don't say that, I'm sure that my phone call will spook them into never doing this to them again, and these people can, you know, just live their lives, not in fear. So I'm doing everyone a favor, right? Right? The story reminds me of this other story that I've been meaning to do something with. Out of Ohio, where this one house has been the target of eggings for like over a year or something, but it's the weirdest eggings ever. They think that the eggs are being launched from a really long distance, and they hit all over the front of the house. Once the police were there investigating the eggings, and a bunch of eggs hit the front of the house, and they have no idea where they're coming from. And I kind of wanted to do the same thing on that one, you know, just call up the neighbors and find out what they know, you know, do my own little investigation. Investigative journalism, that's what the new Snowplow show is all about. But I never got around to that. I think I have the story written down somewhere still. Anyway, let's set my caller ID, and I'll start calling neighbors, and hopefully some of them will be home, and they'll answer. If they're not home, maybe I'll hack their answering machines, and I'll get some secret messages that implicates them in this crime. You know, they'll get messages from other people involved, and be like, ah, ha, ha, I see we made the news. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to completely crack this case today. The first thing I'm noticing while I put this address into whitepages.com is that there is no listing for the actual address of the house that the Watcher is watching. And, you know, that's because the previous owners of this house were also being harassed by the Watcher. I think they were anyway. I think I read that in the text version of the story. Was that in the video? I don't even know. But anyway, there's no listing. So I guess the Watcher doesn't need whitepages.com like I do to watch houses and bother people. All right, we're going to start with our next door neighbor, Peggy. Peggy is totally a Watcher name, so I think this might be the only call I have to make. This has got to be her. She's also over 65, it says, on White Pages, so she's probably just bored in her retirement age and doing immature things like this.
Hello.
Hello, Peggy.
No, I'm sorry, she's not in right now.
Oh, well, this must be Abigail, right?
Hey.
Oh my God, I think she was 100. That was very rude.
She just hung up. What the hell? That she probably just thinks I'm a telemarketer. I need to stop sounding like such a damn telemarketer. Now it's just busy. All right, I'm going to move on to the next one. The next one is the next door neighbor on the other side of these people. They are a bit younger, so they might not be around.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Fisher?
Yes?
Hey, this is Dave from the city.
The town?
Yeah, yeah, the town, whatever.
Have you
happened to have heard about the problem your neighbor was having with this person called the Watcher?
Yeah.
Okay, I bet you have, because we did some handwriting analysis and everything, and we know that you're the Watcher, and you just need to cut it out.
Who is this?
My name is Dave.
Dave who?
Yes, from the city of Westfield.
First of all, Westfield's not a city, it's a town.
Okay,
what's your
the
last
town
name?
Of Westfield, Jesus. My last name is Who, H-O-O.
And what's your function in the town?
I don't have to tell you anything, because you're a criminal. You know, you're leaving harassing notes for your neighbor, and...
Would you spoof this number? That's pretty good. I'm going to call the police and tell them that you spoofed the number.
Don't do that. Don't be crazy.
Okay?
This isn't funny.
You have no idea what the people involved in this are going through. This is not funny.
No, you have no idea.
You are a reprehensible human being.
What?
Okay?
It's not me doing it. It's you.
It is you doing it. You're causing people to have more pain than they even need to have. This is terrible. You should get a life, okay?
All right, I'll do that. Holy shit. All right, this is probably a horrible idea. Everyone's just going to assume I'm the person. Shit. All right, you guys, I have a confession to make. All that stuff you just heard, that didn't happen today. That happened about 6 months ago. And I was just going to completely delete this whole segment, so I don't know why I've been holding on to it for 6 months, but I'm going to make some more calls today. And instead of pretending to be with the city, which I guess kind of leads people to believe I'm pretending to be with the police, and that's probably not a good idea, I think I'm just going to pretend to be random neighbors and confront them about them being the Watcher.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda.
Oh, she's not home. Can I take a message?
Well, this is Dave. I live down the street from you. I'm on Carrollton, too.
Oh, no kidding. What's your last name?
Stevens.
Stevens, you're right down Carrollton Road from us, huh?
Yep.
Okay, and you were asking about Amy?
No, Amanda.
Amanda, of course. Well, that's her real name. We just nickname her Amy, but Amanda is in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, me and a few of the other neighbors, we figured out that Amanda, or Amy, as you call her, she's actually the Watcher, that guy from the news. It's actually a girl, and it's her, and we know it's her, and you need to tell her to cut it out.
She didn't even know about it when she came up for Christmas.
Oh, of course she did. She's just a good actor. She knows exactly what it is, because she's the one that's been doing it all these years.
I'll have to tell her that's what she's known for now by you and your friends.
Yeah, well, not just me. It's like all the neighbors. We all know it's her. We just want to tell her to cut it out.
Cut it out. I'll tell her.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell her that.
Okay.
Any other message for her?
Oh, no. If you could just pass along that message, that would be great.
That would be the good one. Okay, well, I appreciate it, and let me know if you come by and say hi, and
okay,
I'll catch you posted on the rest of the family.
No, I'll bring cookies.
Okay, dear. That's great. I'm glad to have your call.
Okay, well, have a nice day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, what the hell was that? That lady definitely took her meds today or something. I don't know. I think I just need to give up on this whole Watcher idea and delete this file once and for all.
Hello?
Hello, Lisa?
Yes.
Hey, this is Mark. I live over on Carleton. I'm your neighbor.
Okay.
And me and some of the other neighbors, we've been investigating that Watcher guy from the news.
Okay.
And all the evidence points to Glenn.
Okay.
And we just... Is he there? Can I just tell him to cut it out?
Hello?
Hello, Glenn?
Yes.
We need you to stop being the watcher. We've exposed you. We know who you are. And you need to just cut it out, okay?
Who is this?
My name is Steve. I'm one of your neighbors. I live over on Carleton.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Pretty good. But anyway...
So what's going on?
We just... You know the watcher person, the house, the watcher house. And
right.
You've been harassing them with notes and stuff. You need to cut that out. We know it's you. We've all figured it out. We did our own investigative work, me and the other neighbors. And we're on to you.
Okay, that's great. And can I have your last name, Steve?
Oh, sure. It's Gerbel is my last name.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm your neighbor over on Carleton. You know what it's about. You don't have to pretend. We know it's you. You know, we're just kind of being nice about it. We're just saying, you know, you should cut it out and stop bothering those people. They're nice people.
All right, so I have no idea what you're talking about, and I've probably lived here a lot longer than you are.
Oh, bullshit. I've lived here for a long time.
Okay, well, if you say something crazy like this, you realize that's tantamount to defamation. If you write it down, it's worse. So, I'm not quite sure where you're coming off with this, Steve.
What do you mean writing it down? I mean, we have a big map on my garage wall. Me and the other neighbors have been studying it. Like one of those,
okay.
Those stalker map things with all the strings
okay.
attached. And everything
okay.
points to you, so we know it's you. And you just need to cut it out, okay?
All right, well, knock yourself out, bud. I have no idea what you're talking about and have no involvement in this whatsoever.
You know what the watcher is. You know what the watcher is. Don't pretend.
I do know what the watcher is, and I'm thinking it's you based on this call. So have a good evening.
Oh, yeah, right.
Thanks for your call.
No, I'm the one investigating him. Ah, damn it. I'm going to get arrested for this by the time I'm done with all of these. I'm sure of it. New Jersey police, they're going to show up at my door in the morning, probably.
Hello?
Hello, Minerva?
Yes?
Hi, this is Steve. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Carleton, down the street, kind of.
Okay.
And me and the other neighbors, we've been investigating this watcher guy. You've heard about him on the news, right?
Yes.
Yes, I knew you had, because we've narrowed it down and all evidence points to you. We know it's you, and you need to cut it out, okay?
I will definitely do that.
Okay, you better.
But I thought it was a guy. I'm a woman.
Well, no, it's a woman pretending to be a guy. Come on, you know what's going on.
You know what it is? It's my voice. It gave it away.
Yeah, all those years of smoking.
I never smoked. I was born this way.
Oh, just like Lady Gaga.
Proud to have this voice.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, I'm glad you have such a sense of humor about this, but really, you need to leave that poor family alone, okay?
I will try. I will try. I know they're in court this week, so I'm going to lay low.
What are they doing in court?
The hearing started this week about the suit between each other. So they were hearing testimony early this week, according to the newspaper.
Oh, well, see, I was just testing you. I know all of this because we've been investigating it.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
So tell me, what else do you know?
Oh, we just know it's you, and you need to cut it out, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you for being so cooperative.
Anytime.
Have a nice day.
And what is this really about?
Well, I told you what it's about. It's just me and the other neighbors. We've been doing our own investigation for the past...
And where do you live exactly, Steve?
Oh, on Carleton. I'm like two blocks away on Carleton.
Two blocks away on Carleton.
Yep.
You are one winner of a person if you know that it's me and you haven't told the police.
Well, you know, I don't think we need to involve the police. We're just being nice about it. I am 57.
And you have nothing better to do with your time than to...
Well, we're investigating, you know? Me and the neighbors, we're investigating. This is just what we do in the evenings.
Name a neighbor that I know that you may know.
How would I know who you know? I just know you know the Watcher people, the Watcher House people.
But that's a block away from where I live.
I know.
So, explain yourself.
I've already explained myself. We know it's you, and you need to cut it out, okay? That is all.
I'm going to track your number because you are insane.
What? For what? Why are you tracking my number?
Well, you have mine. Why should I not have yours? You know, there's this thing called caller ID.
I know. So you have my number. You can call me back if you want.
No, I'm going to call the precinct.
What for? What did I do?
You're harassing me.
This is not harassment. This is just a single phone call just to tell you.
It is called harassment.
No, it's not. Come on.
Oh, yes, it is.
How is it harassment?
I'm here watching the news. and you interrupted my news watching.
But that's not harassment. That's just like a minor inconvenience.
No, that's harassment.
No, it's a minor inconvenience.
You're accusing me of a crime, and well, that's not harassment?
Well, only because you did it.
Show me the proof.
Well, no, we don't have to, because this is, it's private information. We don't have to reveal our sources and all that.
You are one bizarre, crazy nut.
Well, at least I'm not harassing people at their house.
You are harassing me at my house.
Well, you deserve it, because you harassed those other people.
Okay.
All right, well, I don't have time to talk to you all night. I know you're...
Okay,
apparently
I'm
going to
write your number. I'm going to call downtown, and I'm going to have somebody
downtown.
Check you out.
Okay, whatever.
You know, like the police department?
Oh, is that what you call it in 1920s television? Downtown?
Well, it is downtown.
Okay, all right, yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, see, I'm a New Yorker, so we call everything downtown.
You're a fancy New Yorker person.
Wow, it's sad that a man your age has nothing better to do. Don't you have to get some equipment to shovel snow?
Yeah, I'm going to do that next, but I just thought I'd make a quick call
to you.
Wait,
my husband would like to speak to you. Hold on a second.
I don't want to talk to him. I hate him.
Oh, you hate him?
Yeah, because he always gives me looks when I drive down the street. He's always out there just looking at me.
Oh, so you're paranoid schizophrenic, too.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just the way he looks at me.
Somebody's not saying that I'm the watcher and to stop, that they have investigated. I'm calling the precinct.
What? For what?
For what?
I thought you were going to put your husband on.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Hello, who is this?
My name is Steve. I live down the street from you, two or three blocks away.
Yeah? So what do you want?
Well, I was just telling your wife we know that she's the watcher and she needs to cut it out.
What the fuck is the matter with you?
And by the way, you need to stop looking at me like that whenever I drive down the street. Because, I mean, that's irritating.
Who are you?
Every time I drive by, you're just out there looking at me like I did something wrong. And I didn't do anything wrong. At least I'm not the watcher.
What's your phone number so I can call you back?
Oh, your wife has it. She schooled me about caller ID just a few minutes ago.
Well, why don't you come over here right now and say this to my face?
No, you know what? Next time I drive by, I'm going to flip you off.
No, yeah, flip you off. Let me tell you something. You come over here, I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
What? No.
Okay?
Look, next time I drive by, I'll say hi to you.
Come over here right now.
But maybe you
come
can just...
Come over right now. I'll kick your fucking ass.
No, well, hey, that's a threat, and that's illegal. So if your wife calls the precinct, or if she calls downtown, I'm going to tell them that you threatened my life.
I threatened your life?
Yep.
You call that threatening your life?
Well, I have a very weak ass, and it'd probably kill me if you kicked it. Because I'm old.
You know what? You know, you're old?
Yep.
You're old?
Very old, yes.
Well, you know what? You may be old, but you are not wise.
Okay. I never claimed to be wise.
Had enough of this stuff. You know
but,
what?
But at least my neighborhood watch.
You know what? I'm gonna go check the caller ID and we'll be talking to you later on.
Oh, I hope you do. Well, that's just great. Okay, maybe I should stop doing this. Maybe my initial reaction when I did this 6 months ago was the right reaction to just stop before it gets out of hand. And they take me downtown. So yeah. Let's give up on this one. Oh, but wait, we need to read the news. What's this trial about? Did they actually catch the watcher? Because I haven't heard about this. And I'm looking on Google. I don't see any new news about the watcher. What's this trial about? I should have asked her to tell me more about it. Oh wow, NBC. They are picking up the watcher. Apparently, they're going to make a TV show about it. A psychological thriller. Well, anyway, I'm quitting. I'm going to stop calling people in this neighborhood before I become the focus of the investigation. But I hope you guys at least enjoyed some of those prank calls that were 6 months in the making. And you know what? Before I end this segment, I'm going to read you guys a news story, which I just happened to see today while I was recording the show. I was reading through blogs and stuff, and I saw this news story on ArsTechnica.com, the website that Carlito recommended to me about a year ago, and I have not missed a single article on that since. That's the best site ever. I love that site. But the headline reads, "Find My Phone Apps Mistakenly Bring Dozens of People to This House in Atlanta." It's a network data mystery that needs to be solved and fast. For the past year, Atlanta couple Christina Lee and Michael Saba have fielded visits from angry strangers and sometimes police officers who insist that lost phones are in the couple's house. Sometimes the situation escalates into more than accusations. One time, police forced Lee and Saba to stand for an hour outside their home while they looked for a lost teenage girl whose phone they had tracked to the house. The lost phones are associated with a variety of carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, and Boost Mobile. Isn't Boost the same as Sprint, technically, I think? And there are no agencies, including the FCC, who are responsible for dealing with this kind of issue. So Lee and Saba are stuck receiving pissed off visitors at all hours of the day and night. Filing a complaint with the local police hasn't fixed the situation either. Without more information on the phones and the location apps they've used, it's hard to say for sure what might be causing this. Security analyst Ken Weston told Fusion that it sounded like a problem with cell tower triangulation. And of course, I tried to look these people up, the people that live there, but I didn't have any luck with it. And that sucks, because I really wanted to call them up as Verizon or whatever and accuse them of running a stolen cell phone crime ring or whatever. But I couldn't find either of them, so I gave up, and instead I'm just reading this story to you. So I hope you enjoyed that. I'll have a link in the show notes to the entire story, so you can read a little bit more about it if you want on ArsTechnica.com. I love these stories about houses, though, for some reason. Like the Watcher House and the Egging House and now this. These are awesome, and I wish I lived in this house, by the way, that we're getting all these angry cell phone users showing up. That would be great. Why doesn't anything like this ever happen to me at my house? All I ever get is you listeners sending me pizzas and stuff. So this show, which was completely full of disappointment and defeat, is sponsored by Default Cecil. Thanks a lot, Default Cecil, for making this show be full of disappointment and defeat. It's all his fault. I'm not even going to beg for Patreon donations on this show because I'm so ashamed of the entire thing. Instead, I'm going to leave you all with this song by Bone Cage. This is Bone Cage's song about Subway.
Family is what we're all about. Serving fresh and healthy products at reasonable prices. Finding innovative ways to make you breakfast, lunch, and dinner all the time. Delicious homemade cookies, and we're totally devoid of pedophiles. Sweet onion chicken teriyaki. Nobody here wants to fuck your kid. Oh, get a meatball sub. Doesn't work here anymore. Teriyaki. Nobody here wants to fuck your kid. Oh, get a meatball sub. Hold the child porn. 'Cause Jared doesn't work here anymore.
Oh, go to hell.